I'm Steve Miller reporting. The United States has announced sanctions against Russian cyber actors for alleged interference in the U.S. elections. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin said in a statement that the Trump administration is confronting and countering malign Russian cyber activity, including their attempted interference in U.S. elections, destructive cyber attacks, and intrusions targeting critical infrastructure. Among those targeted by the sanctions are 13 Russians indicted by Special Counsel Robert Mueller, who has been probing Russian interference into the 2016 election. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said Thursday that members of the military alliance stood in solidarity with Britain over the poisoning of a Russian double agent in Salisbury, England.
All allies agree that the attack was a clear breach of international norms and agreements. This is unacceptable. It has no place in a civilized world.
The alliance chief called on Russia to answer questions from British investigators, but said there had been no request by London to activate the alliance's mutual defense clause, nor any request for help in the British investigation. Moscow denies it was involved in the incident. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says more than 10,000 civilians fled the eastern Ghouta town of Hamouria into territory held by the Syrian government as the army advanced on Thursday. In addition, Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan rejected calls in Europe for his country to halt its military offensive in a Syrian Kurdish-held enclave. This is VOA News. North Korea's foreign minister is due to visit Sweden Thursday. Some speculate that it could be a first step toward a meeting in the